There's much excitement around the air because we just managed to pick Max up off the lobby floor and bring him to the studio. So, Dr. Boomer, may we have Max's theme, please, if you will. And all you divot diggers, brace yourself. Look out. Happy day. There's that famous theme that should alert all true sportsmen to the return of the redoubtable Kordick & Company golf pro.
What's so doubtful about me, Richard?
There he is now, the one and only Max Korfendigas.
I don't know about that neither. I saw two of me in the mirror this morning.
Well, fortunately, only one of them made it into the studio.
Well, that's lucky.
Yeah.
Hello there, you golf nuts from both of me.
Max. Boy. Max, I was hoping to have a big day answering some of the many letters that have come in from your fans.
Ranger, a big day never follows a big night. Uh-huh. And last night was a big night.
I thought so, isn't that awful?
Yes. We were celebrating Adam McAdam's hole-in-one.
Oh, Adam McAdam had a hole-in-one yesterday.
No, it was in the fall of 1947.
Oh.
But I run into him last evening at my club. And we decide to celebrate it all over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I see. Well, let's go.
Adam's a personal friend of mine.
Yeah, I'm sure Adam's a personal friend of yours.
Adam sells a fine line of chicken wire throughout rural Ohio.
If you please, our first listener writes, Dear Mr. Korfendigas, I am just starting out in golf.
That's a good question. I'm glad you bring that up.
I haven't come to the question.
Well, let's get a move on. That's what makes this program so slow.
Yes. Well, I'm just starting in golf. And I would like you to recommend a good basic set of equipment.
Very good. Dear sir or madam, as the case may be, I shall be happy to recommend a good basic set of equipment, and I do. Unquote.
You do what?
I recommend a good basic set of equipment.
Huh?
How the heck are you going to play golf without a good basic set of equipment? So I recommend that you get one.
Well, we all know you need one, but what I think your fan wants is for you to recommend what items he should purchase in this basic set of equipment.
Well, if he's going to play golf and don't know what stuff to buy, I suggest he go take up polo or lacrosse or some easy game where he don't have to use his head.
Now, you can't expect a person to be an expert the first time out. Now, what should he buy?
Well, get some balls, a couple of them iron hickeys with the long handles. That ought to hold you till you wise up. Next question.
Boy, are you in a mood today.
I've had a very trying morning, sir.
Very trying, huh?
Yeah, I've been trying to keep my eyes open ever since I came in here.
The next question. Dear sir, we are having a party. I am chairman of next season's golf party at our country club.
Oh, is that so? Well. What date did he say that was, Richard?
It's not included in the letter.
Oh, too bad.